Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online. If there's something you'd like to talk about, a Bible question we can answer for you, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. That number's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Here's a great passage out of Romans 3. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile. So righteousness is available. The question is, how do we get it? Now, the Jews were saying, through works. It's our works that's going to earn this state of righteousness for us. But that's not what the prophets testified about. That's not what the law testified about. It testified, those two things testified, that righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe, and that there's no difference between Jew or Gentile. So what do we find out about those who try to work for their righteousness? Well, that's what we read about yesterday in Romans chapter 4, starting in verse 4. Now to the one who works. Now, this is the one who's trying to earn his right standing before God. To the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. So you work, and what you receive is not because of the graciousness of the giver, but because it's an obligation. You've earned that. So when we work, what do we earn as far as our standing with God is concerned? When we were lost and dead in sin. Paul talks about that in Romans chapter 8. He says, those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. No matter how hard we try, our works are going to be controlled by the sinful flesh. So what's going to result? Sinful actions. That's what's going to happen. Now, they may look religious. They may look good on the surface externally, but it's still just wood, hay, and stubble. It's nothing that's going to please God. Why? Because the flesh, the sinfulness that's within us, our old sinful ways, aren't going to produce godly actions. So what do we deserve? What are the wages of those works? Death. Paul talked about that in Romans 6. The wages of sin is death. So do you really want to earn or to receive wages?
Do you want God to be obligated to pay you what you've earned?
Absolutely. And that's what he's saying,
yeah,
that God would be obligated. If you want to approach God on the basis of your works, then he's going to be obligated to reward you accordingly.
Oh.
And your works will never please God as far as your right standing before God is concerned. The only way to be made in right standing with God is to receive that standing by faith. It is a gift of grace. And again, that's exactly what Paul writes. He says, however, to the one who does not work, but trusts God, who justifies the ungodly. That was all of us. Mm-hmm. And some of you may be listening today, and you have never come to faith in Christ. Maybe you've toyed around with Christianity. Maybe you've examined some of the claims of Christ, but you're still sitting on the fence. You have to come to that conclusion that you're ungodly. In and of yourself, you don't have what it takes to be in right standing with God. But here's the good news. God justifies the ungodly. It's the work of Christ that reaches out to you and declares you, who were once a sinner, to be a saint through faith in Jesus. Talk about an incredible deal. Talk about an amazing piece of news that all of us can have right standing before God, whether we're Jew, whether we're Gentile, regardless of our background, we can have right standing before God because there is a righteousness that is given through faith to all who believe in Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed, and that is indeed good news.
The best ever.
The best ever. This is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and thank you for joining us. Open lines right now, 844-322-2742. And as I said earlier, that's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. You know, in line with everything we've been talking about recently, Richard has produced a new resource designed to help you identify those things that hinder you from fully believing and trusting in Jesus Christ. It's his new CD entitled The High Cost of Legalism, and it's yours for a gift this month to Basic Gospel. Just call now if you can, make your gift, and receive your copy. The phone number is 844-412-2742. The High Cost of Legalism, providing practical help to guide you into the fullness of God's rest. Make your gift today to Basic Gospel and receive your copy, 844-412-2742, because there is a high cost to legalism.
It's one of the highest costs that we could ever endure, but thank God we don't have to pay that if we learned what it means to really walk by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and experience his resurrected life being lived out through us.
Yes,
well, let's go to our phone lines to Washington, D.C. and talk to Tucson. Is that correct?
Yeah, Tucson is the name. That's mine.
Well, welcome to Basic Gospel. What's on your mind today?
All right. So, good afternoon. This is my very first time, so thank you for everything you do. I listen to you very, very often.
Great.
So, my question is, I know recently, you know, our church seems to have gone from, you know, the doctrine of the church to into grace teaching and definitely into the good news of the gospel, which is great. So one of the things that, you know, happened this year, which was very concerning, was about tithe. So I went to a church over the Christmas break last year, and they were talking about managing God's money. And the pastor was very emphatic on, you know, people having debt, but definitely still trying to give money or do money for the church. And there's another program on radio that I've said the same thing. So this year, I discussed with my wife, and we made a decision that one of the goals this year was to get out of debt, so that we are going to definitely do that. And that will put us in a financial situation where we could definitely do more for the church. So my pastor called me and said, well, I noticed, you know, your tithe has gotten less and what's going on. So I told him some of the stresses that was going on. And he was like, you know, I understand those things and you trying to get out of debt, but, you know, not paying the tithe, I cannot really tell you that things are going to get better by not doing so or diverting the money, that in a way it's going to get worse. So there was a little bit of a conflict in my mind that, okay, I do understand that what I might be doing might not totally be right, but, you know, I don't think I serve a God that is necessarily going to punish me for that or for trying to get my family out of debt. So that, I don't know how you guys feel about that. I do know that, you know, I used to be a constant tithe payer, and I do have a desire and plan to go back into that. But that was a conversation we had that was very, did not seem to move me or change, you know, how I feel. So I figure I'll call you guys. Thank you.
Well, Tucson, we certainly appreciate the call. And the pastor's response is really indicative of what we're talking about this month, the high cost of legalism. So what he's basically told you, Tucson, is that your financial blessings are dependent upon your giving. So if you give a lot, then you can expect a lot from God. So you can expect a tenfold, 30-fold, or 100-fold return financially because you've given. If you don't give, if you cut down the amount that you give, then you can expect God to punish you, and your salary might get less. You might lose your job. So that's kind of how he's put it, isn't it? Well,
yeah.
That's a legalistic mindset.
Yes.
So here's truth for you, Tucson. You're a believer in Christ, right? You've been saved, born again, fully alive in Jesus. Jesus Christ is alive, living in you.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not perfect. You know, I still struggle with my things, but.
Well, you're exactly what God wants you to be, because He's made you that. He's made you into a child. He's given you new birth. He's regenerated you. So if He's done that, He's standing back saying, "Hey, I'm really pleased with what I've done with my son Tussin." And with that, He's also said, and Paul records this for us in Ephesians chapter 1, that because you're in Christ, you have been given every spiritual blessing. So you already have every spiritual blessing. In first, I think, 2 Peter, the apostle writes in that letter that we have been given everything that we need for life and godliness. So Paul says in Colossians, you have been made complete in Christ. So you have everything that you need to experience abundant life. Now, a part of that abundant life is going to be learning the joy of giving. Now, that may take some time to get to that point, to learn the joy of giving. But trust the Lord to keep working in you, to keep working in your situation, to move you to that point. So there's no obligation on you. There's no requirement on you to give or not give. And if you do give, to give a certain amount, that's not New Testament giving. Tithing was Old Covenant. Yes, Abraham gave to Melchizedek, but there was a purpose for that. Because
I was going to say, I don't know if you quickly want me to add something. Because I do help with, like, recording video in the church, and we do go live. And I'm, like, the main person. And one of the things they mentioned was, you know, we had a pastor's conference. We were even discussing of maybe making you, like, the head of the department. But something keeps holding him back. And then he was like, you know, now that I look through those things and I see that, you know, you've not been faithful in your tithe, you know, is it not possible that the spirit that is making you not to be faithful might actually be affecting the people that are also giving online through the ministration of the videos that you put out online? And I thought that was really putting like a whole lot of responsibility on me as a person, or saying my situation determines what the Lord would do or how other people would react, you know, given or not given. So.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah, God is not in the demanding protection money business. That's just not what He does. He is in the grace business. And I think what you should be doing is rejoicing that He has brought you and your wife together on the issue of how you budget and how you handle your finances, so that you can get out of the hole and like Paul says in Romans, that you owe no one anything except the continuing debt of love. I mean, that is a blessing from God right there. That's what you should be rejoicing in.
Yeah. So you and your wife have this wonderful opportunity, this wonderful privilege to meet together and say, okay, here's where we are. How do we think the Lord is leading and directing us at this particular moment in our lives? We may not be able to give like we did in the past, but that doesn't mean we won't be able to give much more in the future. We're going to leave that in God's hands. All we know is right now. So how is God leading us right now? So you and your wife have that privilege to ask those questions and to look to His leading into your life. Now, I will point you to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, and I think there you're going to find what the New Testament teaching is as far as giving is concerned. Yes. And the goal for all of us is to excel in the grace of giving. So God so loved that He gave. God is a giver. We understand that. So when He comes to live inside of us, He's going to be working that quality, that characteristic in us to the point that we're eager, like these Macedonian Christians were, eager to participate, to share, to help advance the good news of Jesus Christ. But we can't give if we don't have it. If you don't have it, that's why Paul says give based on what you have, not what you don't have. So you've obligated yourself for a lot of debt. That stuff that you don't have now, you have to pay that. So, you know, out of what you have, you give. You give joyfully, you give cheerfully, and you leave the results of that in God's hands. And the joy of giving, the reward of giving, is in the giving itself.
Yes.
It's not in the return. So God isn't a stock that you invest in. That you put money in and you're expecting a return, and you look at all your financial blessings at the end of the year and you see what your return on that 10% investment was. That's not how God works. He's already given you everything that you need for life and godliness. He has blessed your socks off in Jesus. You have the full riches of grace. So rejoice in that. And then trust God to teach you how to excel and really participate in this grace of giving. That's when a big smile will come on your face. That's when you'll experience the joy of the Lord. That's when you will look one day and say, oh my gosh, we're giving so much more today than we've ever dreamed possible. Just trust the Lord with this whole situation.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Hey, you're welcome. Let me put you on hold. We have a wonderful little resource called New Covenant Giving, and I want to send you a copy of that, okay? You hang on. We'll get it to you.
Friends, if you'd like to join this conversation, perhaps pose a new topic or pose a question, we'd love to hear from you right now. The lines are wide open at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. And guys, of course, this call with Tustin just points out the importance of understanding that there are things that we hear from the pulpit, things that we kind of come, conclusions that we kind of come to on our own that are don't really line up with the truth of Scripture. Things that really hinder you from fully believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a high cost to this thing called legalism. And that's, of course, the title of Richard's new CD, The High Cost of Legalism. And it's yours for your gift this month to Basic Gospel. And if you would like to call right now and make your gift, we would love to get a copy on the way to you. The toll-free number is 844-412-2742. Again, 844-412-2742. The High Cost of Legalism, providing practical help to guide you into the fullness of God's rest. We encourage you to pick up that phone right now and call 844-412-2742. We have a question from Lee, and thank goodness for the Basic Gospel app. He posed the question through the app, and this concerns Hebrews 9:28. He would like to know, in Hebrews 9:28, what does the word salvation mean? That's from Lee, who wrote to us through the Basic Gospel app.
Well, the word salvation always refers to deliverance. So when we're saved, we've been delivered from something. And what we've been delivered from is sin and death. And so there's going to be an ultimate salvation when Christ returns, when we receive our resurrected bodies. Yeah. That deliverance is complete at that point. We've already received deliverance from the punishment of sin. Mm-hmm. As we walk by faith, we experience deliverance from the power of sin. As we abide in the resurrected Christ, when our bodies are made new, when we receive those resurrected bodies, we're delivered from the presence of sin. And so it's a complete thing. So salvation is always about a deliverance. And I think that's what he's speaking to right there. So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin. And that's an important point.
Yes.
I mean, that is really the point in this passage, is that Christ died once. The blood of bulls and goats was spilled daily, yearly at the Day of Atonement. But sacrifices were made daily. But that blood could never take away the sins of the people. Christ died one time, and his blood was of such worth, of such value, that it took away our sins once and for all. So when he comes back, we don't need to expect anything to be said or done as far as our sins are concerned. We can expect the final deliverance that Christ is going to bring to us through these resurrected bodies. Yes. Richard, do you have anything to add?
I think you've hit it right on the head. I mean, there's this threefold salvation, and we're waiting for the third one.
Right.
That's why we live in the expectation that Jesus could come back at any time, because that's what he's bringing with him, that final bit of salvation.
Right. And we don't know what that's going to look like.
No.
All we know is that when we see him, we're going to be like him.
Mm-hmm.
We're children of God today, and we're going to see what the fullness of that is when he comes,
yes.
when he returns.
Yeah.
That's great hope, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. Well, Lee, thank you for your question. And friends, if you can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live, well, you can drop us an email at bob@basicgospel.net or go to the radio page at our website, basicgospel.net. You can actually record a question in your own voice, or on that same page, you can drop us a text message. Either way is a great way to post a question, and we would love to hear from you.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Los Angeles and talk to Antoine. Hi, Antoine. Welcome.
Hey, how's that audiobook coming? You still got it on that Simply Grace?
It's still on the project list.
Still on project? Okay,
yes,
I guess I'm going to have to get it on the Kindle and let Siri read it to me then.
Yeah. Well, she's got a much better voice.
Yeah, she can do it.
Hey, I got a question. I was listening to some messages morning on TV, and they were talking about Revelations 3:15 and 16. That's what to get you guys' take. It says, I know your works, that you're neither cold or hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. And I thought he had a pretty good take on it. He was saying that it's kind of like law and grace. And if you, you're on the law side, you know, then you're on one side. And if you're on grace side, he said, I could wish you were just either on the law or on the grace. If you were in the law, you know, you would... You see, find out that you're not perfect, and if he was on the grace side, you know find out how much he's given us with grace. I just wanted to get you guys' take on it. Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Antoine. That's a good question.
Yeah.
And the message here, I think, is clear that we need to understand that it's to a church, right? It's mm-hmm. to the church at Laodicea. So. To a child of God, he's never going to say you're lukewarm. You're a child of God. So there's no fear of being spit out of his mouth. So a lot of folks will say, hey, if you haven't done the right amount of works and hadn't done them with the right motivation and that sort of thing, you're in jeopardy of being spit out of God's mouth. Well, that's not what this passage is saying at all. It's to a church group at Laodicea. They had become complacent, and that was the whole deal there. And they were depending upon their riches and not really recognizing their real need for Christ. So they were just lukewarm about the whole thing, and that doesn't sit real well as far as God is concerned, because you can't be neutral about Jesus.
Yeah.
You absolutely cannot be neutral about Jesus, and I think that's what he's saying to them there. He's rebuking, he's disciplining, so that they will repent and actually welcome Jesus as the way, truth, and the life.
Yeah, this is one of those costs of legalism. When a bunch of individual people get caught up in legalism, the group becomes complacent, because you can't ever measure up, so you got to do something to cover up. And complacency is one of those things. So individuals go to Jesus, watch the group change.
Yes.
So riches are deceitful, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Antoine, we're out of time. Sure appreciate your call, my friend.
Yes, we do. You know, Richard has produced a wonderful new resource designed to help you identify those things that hinder you from fully believing and trusting in Jesus Christ. It's his new CD entitled The High Cost of Legalism, and it's yours for your gift this month to Basic Gospel. Call now to make your gift and receive your copy, 844-412-2742. The High Cost of Legalism, providing practical help to guide you into the fullness of God's rest. Make your gift to Basic Gospel now and receive your copy. Again, 844-412-2742, because there is a high cost of legalism. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody, for Basic Gospel. Now, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for a teaching edition of Basic Gospel.